And now for some artery, cultural coverage that has only $1.20 to spend per meal. You may think that people who forage for food in supermarket back alleys have no other way of eating, but in reality, many of them are receiving government assistance in the form of food stamps, and it's just not enough. As the number of Americans receiving food stamps increases, it's now reached an all-time high of more than 21.5 million households, there's a debate over whether the system is working. Late last month, the U.S. Senate revealed a new version of the Farm Bill, which includes $4 billion in cuts to the food stamps program and nutrition services. That has many people concerned, like Susan Kuhn from the organization Food and Water Watch. Here's what she had to say last Tuesday in a public discussion at a Mission District restaurant.
We're not real happy at Food and Water Watch with the version of the Senate Farm Bill. It cuts $4 billion from the food stamp program and nutrition programs. That'll definitely directly affect here in San Francisco. So it's a grab bag of negatives and a slightly little bit of positives, but weak, weak, weak.
Last fall, over a dozen members of Congress took what's called the Food Stamp Challenge to see what it was like to live solely on a food stamp budget for a week. Bay Area Representatives Barbara Lee of Oakland and Jackie Speer of San Mateo both participated. Here's Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who had to live on $4.50 a day.
We face limited food choices, lacked access to fresh and healthy foods, and were repeatedly exposed to unhealthy and inadequate food choices that promote poor health and obesity and hypertension.
So what is it like to be on food stamps, and can you have a healthy diet while on them? Shira and Yoav Potash wondered the same and took action. Shira Potash is a certified nutrition educator, and her husband, Yoav, is a documentary filmmaker. They joined forces to produce the film Food Stamped, in which they personally take the food stamp challenge, documenting every step.
So I'm looking at the rice bowl.
I don't see any vegetables. Do you ever eat any vegetables?
Oh, I got an orange. After I eat my thing, I get an orange or an apple sometimes.
Okay, so that's fruit. What about vegetables?
Vegetables, oh, they don't give out vegetables here, I think. I've never seen vegetables.
Shira and Yoav Potash joined me in studio to talk about their film Food Stamped. I asked them whether they were able to live healthy lives while on the Food Stamp Challenge.
So, yes, we were able to do it, but it took a lot of time. It took a lot of knowledge that I had. I had nutrition knowledge. I know how to plan meals. I know how to cook. A lot of people don't have that kind of knowledge base.
We have a car.
We had
access to a great grocery store with bulk foods and a great variety of also relatively affordable mm-hmm. produce.
We don't have children. Even though we were working full-time, we still had, you know, time, not the demands of having a family.
Right. So for an actual family on food stamps that might not have all of those or even any of those benefits or advantages that we had, imagine how much harder it is for them. And even for us, what we discovered was that, yes, we were doing a pretty good job of eating balanced meals and getting a lot of nutrients, but we were actually just ever so slightly falling short on the number of calories that we should be eating. And I think for a lot of Americans on a low food budget, there's sort of a trade-off between nutrients and calories. And most people, honestly, tend to get too many calories and not enough nutrients. They go that way, which is the natural way to go when you're surrounded by a kind of a junk food culture like we are in the United States.
And that's not just people who are on food stamps. That's kind of the general American
right.
public, and the American diet is overfed but now malnourished.
So what's your explanation of that, for this to be, you know, one of the richest countries in the world, yet so much of the population is malnourished? It's insane to me to even be able to say that word as descriptive of Americans.
Well, we've gotten so far away from where our food comes from. Most people, there's a statistic that most people don't know what they're having for dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we we don't, you know, we're not cooking. We're spending more and more time working. We don't necessarily know how to cook. We're not farming, that's for sure. We're not growing our food. I think that the more that people cook and connect with their food and eat closer to home, so to speak, the healthier their diets tend to be.
What kind of responsibility do you think government has in trying to help somehow?
I think government has a large, can play a large role and is already playing a large role in making the system the way it is. The USDA has these contradictory policies in place where on the one hand, we are educating families and children about how to eat healthy.
And we're telling them to eat a certain amount of fruits and vegetables a
yeah.
day.
In fact, we're telling them to eat. If everybody in America ate as many fruits and vegetables a day as they're supposed to, we actually wouldn't have enough fruits and vegetables in this country for everyone to do so. And that's because our farm policies work completely at odds with our food education priorities. We give billions and billions of taxpayer dollars every year to the commodities crops, meaning corn, soy, wheat, and a handful of others that, for the most part, end up becoming junk food. So we're funneling billions of dollars towards the creation of junk food, therefore making junk food cheaper and more accessible to Americans. And meanwhile, we're telling Americans, eat more vegetables, eat more fruits.
I think the latest is the My Plate. I get these things from my daughters at school. We've gone from the food pyramid to My Plate, Mama. It's My Plate now, where your plate... She taught me this two weeks ago. You have your plate. Half of it has to be fruits and vegetables, a quarter protein, a quarter starch.
Right.
Which I am a big fan of. I'm so happy that the USDA actually adopted that. I think that it's simple.
Why do you think
it
did
sense.
That? Why did they go from the food pyramid
well, the
to
food,
this?
The food pyramid didn't make sense. I mean, first they changed the food pyramid so that it had all these weird bars down it, and nobody could really understand like what that meant.
And like the grain area was really
right.
huge.
Well, that's
right.
the old one. That's
potatoes.
The old, they had, first they had the old food pyramid that had, right, the potatoes and starches at the bottom. And then they realized that that wasn't really how people should be eating. So then they changed the food pyramid to have these weird kind of long
slices
down it that didn't make any sense. And nobody really understood what it meant. You know,
there was
how
like
much
no
you were
room
supposed
for the
to eat.
Fat slice.
right.
And, just
right.
And the bottom line is when you sit down to eat, you don't usually sit down to eat a pyramid of food. You sit down to eat a plate or a bowl or some kind of serving of food. So the plate model makes more sense. You can actually picture it and you know, you're it obviously stuck with your daughter, and then she can come home and teach it to you, which is part of how food education works.
We haven't seen it so much in practice, though, even though it is it's great that it is that the government is advocating for half of people's plates to be fruits and vegetables.
It's so much easier to remember.
Yes.
But when you go
when you go
when you go to a school, perhaps your daughter's school and any elementary school in this country, and
that's
the
not
kids
what they're doing.
Go
right.
there, right. They get that free or reduced cost lunch. Is that really what they're being served, or is it really a corn dog and some fries, which it is at many, many schools all across this country? So those are all just examples of how the government is already playing a very large role in what America is eating. Unfortunately, maybe 4 out of 5 times, I think the government is currently kind of playing the wrong role. And what part of the solution I would suggest would be subsidizing the healthy foods or ending the subsidies of the junk foods or a mixture of both, and encouraging more local and state solutions where people can actually access the very foods that the government is recommending them to consume.